Just for fun?
Yeah, fun.
Fun is good. Fun is good. I love fun.
I advertise that this room, this dev room, is inclusive. Don't scare them away.
Yeah. Okay, I need to start, so yeah. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining my really lightning talk. 15 minutes I have left. I'll be talking a very unstructured I have a very unstructured presentation about what things I learned during the translation of Thunderbird. So if you don't see any logic, try to think beyond that. There is something that you can learn from those slides. Okay, I'll start. So this is me. I don't use translated software. The reason why is because, you know, I come from Bulgaria, right? In the past, the only way to get software was, you know, to steal it, okay?
Obtain it
illegally from various sources that still work today. And the only option was whether it'll be in English or it'll be in Russian. So English, you know, I like. Russian, not so much. So, but why I do all of this stuff? I'm really motivated by the right of everyone to use the software in their own language. We spoke yesterday at the box that, you know, there are people like your mother, your father, they don't speak any English, but they still want to check an email from you, for example, or something else. So that was my motivation, ensuring that there are people who would like still to use the software in their own language. As I said, you know, I contribute to Mozilla and Thunderbird. Currently, the Firefox desktop people or computers, let's say that are used in Bulgaria, there are like more than 130,000 devices. Firefox or Android, 53,000. Thunderbird, as of January 25, more than 20,000. So this is people who, even if the translation is really bad, they still use it, right? So I work for those 130,000 people to make them happy and make them, to give them the chance to be, to browse the web or use their software, check their email. I try to localize Mozilla and Thunderbird from time to time in the last 15 years. So I got like the slides in problem and solution mode. So the problem is that Thunderbird was translated and still translated by more than 30 people. They come and go. They translate one string or two strings and they go away. There's someone coming and translating vast amount of strings and that then just go away. And when you look at the software, in English it looks good. When you turn the Bulgarian version, it's really bad. I mean, it is translated, right? But it's not usable. You really want to go back to the English version. So my mission to ensure people can use it is failed. So what we did and what we keep doing is organizing a QA session, like software testing, saying, you know, there is the software, as bad as it is, try to go and use it, and this is a way on how you can resolve bugs, or not resolve bugs, but report bugs. If you have the knowledge to change it, there is a way how to change it. But, you know, majority of the people, they just like to report bugs, right? Not to fix them. So we asked already communities that are working close to us, medias that, you know, are interested in such discussions, and they helped us to do that. We got tons of useful feedback that we implemented. So this is, you know, the solution of our problem for the software being translated by many people with random knowledge. The next thing we realize is that someone has their own version of what email is. How do you translate, thank you very much, how do you translate email in your language? In Bulgarian, you can translate it in a few more, few ideas. You have like many languages, many ideas, right? I will not speak in Bulgarian now, but yeah, you know. So it's really nice. But if you see like different terms left and right, you have no idea how they differ. Whether this is for email or this is for email, what is that? What does that mean? And there is actually one interesting vocabulary or dictionary created long time ago by a brilliant mind. And the idea was to force politely everyone to start using very unique and adaptable, you know, dictionary. So if you think about email, you go there and check how do you translate email. Next thing is string by string translation causes, you know, bad user experience. It goes back to the one that I mentioned before. You go log into the software and start translating, you know, string by string. You have no idea about the context, or you don't care about the context, of course. You just, you know, translate some strings and then you go away. So then you open the browser, or, you know, you open Thunderbird and you see massacre, something that is not usable. The next thing I want to talk about is, yes, my awesome language. It's one of the few in the world with genders. So it's not easy to translate like that. So new email and calendar, it sounds really good in English, but in my language, it's not so easy. Because, you know, based on the gender of these words, this has to change. And this is something that we cannot change. So you need to give your best effort to invent even new words if you have to in order to make this work. This is, you know, one of the things that is we still try to find a way on how to fix it without inventing words that are, you know, not so common to everyone. But, you know, we're trying to do that. We translate, you know, screen by screen, then look at the result in our daily version or nightly, try to modify and see whether we can keep this somehow sane. The next one is I don't have time for translation. That's the usual thing. You know, I usually spend from time to time spend like a couple of hours or a couple of minutes to do that. But then at some point I realized I want to make this a habit. So if you see from August till end of October, I translated something almost every day. Then with a few like exceptions, I keep doing that till today. So one thing I solved this for myself was to go there and try to translate string by string or two or three or four independently. But, you know, to make myself to go and turn it into a habit. Then it's really easy. The first few days was really hard because, you know, I needed to mark myself a spot in my calendar saying, you know, hey, you have to, you know, at 10 o'clock you need to go to the website and start translating. But it works. A note to say here, the time you spend translating something is the time you will never get back because, you know, this is how life goes. So try to stay sane. Try to, you know, work because, you know, it's a You don't own, let's say, the if it's an open source software, you don't own it, right? At some point, the software might disappear or, you know, goes into another direction and your, you know, work effort might disappear. So try to understand where the value is and to optimize your time. a few slides on the Thunderbird Mobile. Do you know Thunderbird Mobile? It's a brilliant version. Yay. I have three versions on my phone. Yay. So the first challenge we had was that when the move from K9 to Thunderbird happened, there was a glitch in our community saying, you know, I don't like this move. You know, Thunderbird will do something bad with K9. So I don't care anymore. Thank you very much. Then, you know, we started looking at the translation, and the translation was really bad. And it's still really bad. They're like spelling errors, like really spelling errors that, you know, I still plan to fix, but I'm not doing it right now. So if you have time and knowledge, it's in Weblate, by the way, this one. You can go and try to fixing it. Then, you know, the labels, you know, when you're working with English, it's easy. It's, you know, edit, it's just 4 characters. And in my language, it's 11. So when you go and open the dialogue, half of it is missing. Like, it's like till here. Done. It's really useful, really beautiful, because, you know, you go log into Weblate, you see edit, you just type this word, and then you move on. And then, you know, someone opens the interface and it's like. So we needed to go and review screen by screen, menu by menu, and find a way on how we can translate it different or shorten it somehow without using something that, you know, it's cutting out the strings. And again, translated different. There is no terminology match even with Thunderbird because, you know, the functionality is kind of similar, but it's translated something like with a different language. And again, I mentioned about that. It's really hard to start thinking about mobile if you just go there and, you know, click edit and do your work and then you move. So, you know, translating, you know, mobile software is really about translating it and then testing it from user perspective. If you want to remember one thing from today, this is it. Free software only becomes truly free when people can use it in their own language. I actually asked the AI to read through all of my slides and generate me one quote, but I fully agree with it. Whether this is true or not, I don't know, but don't trust me. And whatever I said, you can go and verify it online for yourself. This is my network. If you want to join, you speak Bulgarian or know people that speak Bulgarian, please find me in one of those. And if you happen to do the bad thing, my beer, the favorite beer is Creek, so let find me after the call and give me my beer. Yeah, so feel free to connect with me. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Oh, questions? What?
Yeah, can I?
I thought we don't have time for
questions. You have 2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. Sorry. Okay, I'll give him a chance, because you asked the last time.
Yeah. You had some statistics about the amount of users using Firefox and Thunderbird in Bulgarian.
Yes.
How difficult is that to get that kind of information? Because in the federal operating system, we never know if the users are using English or whatever language, and maybe we can extrapolate from the Firefox users.
You can turn your head back, and there are 2 guys here from Thunderbird Project, and you can ask this exactly question, or even more, sorry. You can ask him this exact question. Yes, the question was, I'm sorry, how the other projects can understand whether a specific software was used in a specific localization. Yeah, there is a telemetry thingy that is going on, anonymous. It's not the users, it's the number of devices, because, you know, someone can have like multiple devices. But it's an impressive number, 130,000. I didn't know that. I know about my friends and, you know, my family, that's it. But yeah, thank you. You?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, no. Yeah.
Project owns the entire package and UI and widgets and so on.
that they ever tried to make this hard easier, for example, to have a right click on the button in order for the translator to report something more easily, or do the Firefox people still go with the traditional way of reporting things through a button tracker?
Really quickly, because time's up, you can do both. If you see something, you can report it, and if you don't know how to fix it, you can report it through Bugzilla. If you know how to fix it, you just have to create an account and start fixing it. And there, if you have an account like without like permissions, you're just giving suggestions. You say, I think that the right translation is this one, and you can do that, and someone will be approved. And if your suggestions are really good, you will get promoted into like a translator automatically-ish. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, guys. Have fun.